What's up, guys? It's Victoria. It's around 3:40 p.m. on a Monday, and this is the time. Okay, here I am. I think there have been so many signs in my life as of late to finally bring some big dreams down to reality, no matter what it takes. And I've always been a fan of long-form content, like podcasts and YouTube. I mean, I watch more on YouTube than any other platform, I think, and that's been the case since, like, Stone Age days of YouTube, whether that is Jenna Marbles or watching videos on how to master certain softwares. I've really loved this form of connection that social media is capable of. These are the people that inspire you, comfort you, really who bring you value that is really unique to you. And my career of becoming a business owner, self-employed, has really given me unforgettable experiences that I'm realizing now can be of service to others in the same way. I just only now I'm realizing this because before I felt like there are certain elements I had lacked, and I felt like that would have been real disservice to you. I want to be proud of what I want to give back to you, and let's just say I feel like now's the time. The inner turmoil that I have, though, is real. First off, even now as I'm recording this, I'm thinking, shit, what? I should put this out in November, December. Like, oh, let's do, like, a birthday week and I'll just, like, post it. But, yeah, I've been wanting to put this out since, like, August. And, again, the inner turmoil is real. But, you know, I'm learning time and time again. And again, that the perfect moment is never going to come. You make the moment perfect. And to add to that, it's like you guys are kind of the missing piece here to possibly make this quote unquote perfect. I don't know. Anyway, I'm like certainly not saying that this podcast is exempt from error, though. Learning audio and video, you guys, is a fucking beast. Like, it has taken me so long to even post this first one because I'm gonna be honest with you, I have very elementary knowledge of video and audio. And yeah, it's cool though. I really love learning. There's so much to learn about it. It is like learning a different language. It's exciting, and at times it's really frustrating. If anyone has any good hacks on trilling, please help your girl out. I am trying to learn Spanish, at least starting to figure out how to roll my R's, and I have never been able to do it. I have no idea what's wrong with me. Is there something wrong with me? I don't know. Those who have talked to me in person understand that I have like this weird phenomena between myself and my sisters where we have this like muttering issue, jumbling words all together, so much so where my stepmom and my husband think that we have our own language. I shit you not. So anyway, maybe it's just like a speech thing, but if you do have any hacks on how to trill, please let me know. If there's anything you can take, though, from the YouTube thing that I just talked about, it's that I really do love learning. I do love feedback. And I fucking love the challenge. Like, tell me you want to learn something in a day. Give me 5 hours with my resources and then let's just figure it out together. I love learning like that. I feel like that's the strongest way to learn is be able to directly apply what you have just learned in real time and it will stick with you for life. Of course, that comes with like pros and cons, which we can get into later on, but I think in comparison to what I've done in the past with school and with other jobs before I became my own person, boss, whatever may have you, is this works at least for me and a lot of other people, is being able to apply the knowledge in real time. Surprisingly, though, the biggest challenge I've faced so far is internally. Throughout this whole thing, I've navigated incredibly difficult obstacles over the past few years, and I think nothing compares to the mental one, I'm gonna be honest. These obstacles were big moves that broke toxic generational cycles. I mean, I feel like that it has been a popular trend. I wouldn't say trend because, you know, it's not a fad, but it has been a common goal within my generation, and I'm a 90s baby, and even down to my younger sister's generations, which is early 2000s, mid 2000s babies. So, like, you know, I'm finding the biggest battle of them all is becoming a warrior of myself. This past year has put myself in, or I've put myself really in this hanged man mode, a time out, if you will. I was stuck mentally, and I felt like I needed a good, like, shake awake, slap in the face, look in the mirror, reality check type of bullshit in a lot of areas of my life. Basically, I felt ugly on the inside and out, and I did not want to live this way anymore. These experiences have showed me possibilities of how life can be different and kind of put me into this, like, existential crisis. I think, like, specifically within the last year and a half, 2 years of my life, both, you know, in work and just personally, they have just shown me such a different way of how to live. And it's because I put myself in a direct position to not hide behind anyone. Like, you know, when you're at a job and you have your manager and then you have your supervisor, like, you have a chain of command, and then you always have you. So you have someone to, like, kind of help you along the way, like a parent or a mentor, which is really great. And I think that I've learned a lot from that in itself. But it never puts you as, like, front of line. What, like, have you ever itched to know, like, what is it do I need to change about myself? Like, you have that, like, this chapter is rumbling in you, and you don't know what to do about it because you're like, I'm in the same spot. I have these people. They tell me I'm doing great, but I want to do better. Something in me is telling me that, like, something is pulling me to do something different. Well, if you want to figure out what you want to do differently when you don't know, but you just generally aspire to be something outside of the norm, go be your own boss. Because, again, the experiences I've had over the past couple years with my clients, with family, with friends, I don't even recognize who I am last year, let alone the person I started becoming when the pandemic happened and this whole thing became a thing. And of course, there are huge privileges to even just saying that and doing that alone. And I am not someone who has come, like, from, I didn't start at a privileged state, but I recognize now in my career that I am in that I have created a privileged state. Does that make sense? So anyway, when I mean thing, I mean when I first became a virtual assistant and becoming self-employed and owning my own business, like, this all happened really random, but I think all these experiences, rambling on, has really put me into, like, the life I have and the life that I want to have has a gap. How do I close that gap? And I wanted to do that with this, again, hanged man mode. If I wanted to have a different kind of mindset and bring my dreams to reality, like, this is the time. There's no way I could do that with my old mindset. Again, I'm not perfect, and I'm recognizing that there is some kind of growth going on here, though, because I feel more attuned to who I am becoming, despite the anxiety of stepping into the unknown. So now that I'm here, what does that really mean to you? Well, that's a really great question. Are you someone who has followed me since the early days of being a virtual assistant on like Upwork, wondering how the fuck I got here? Me too. Are you a newcomer looking for help on how to keep your sanity through the transition from a 9-to-5 to a whenever to five? Are you looking for reassurance in a similar journey? Importantly, are you also a nerd? Legit. Are you a nerd? I'm just kidding. But jokes aside, the answer to your question is really whatever you want this to mean to you. I've gained priceless skills, both personally and professionally, from the same kind of people who brought me here today, same form of content, and I'm really hoping that I do the same for someone else. Anywho, I'm keeping it short and sweet for my first little baby. I obviously have way more for you guys, though, so please keep a lookout on my Instagram. It is at TheGuidingFox for updates on the incoming schedule for this. And hopefully you guys can be a little bit patient with me because I do have a work trip coming up this week, and I'm recording this like 2 days before I need to depart. And I'm hoping I can get this recorded and edited and uploaded to you hopefully before then, but let's see how it goes. So either way, if you're here, if you're listening, I'm excited to share more with you. I'm excited to hear more from you and about you, because I would really like to have this be like an open forum for other people who are also, you know, they came here for a reason, you came here for a reason, and I'm here for a reason. And I feel like the common denominator would be a form of connection. So I'm going to leave it at that. My cat, Ebony, is just staring at me, really begging me to just play. And I feel like that is a good cue. So until next time.